With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Aspirus announced a $40 million renovation and expansion project for its Merrill Hospital Wednesday. The biggest change is the hospital will be doubling the number of inpatient beds from 10 to 20. Aspirus Central Region President Jeff Wicklander says it's a sign of growth the hospital system has seen in the Merrill area in recent years.
For us, this gives us, again, a great opportunity to continue to expand services and expand our footprint to making sure that those who live in rural settings have access to great care.
Other work will include reconstruction of inpatient rooms, enhancements to imaging, rehabilitation, laboratory, and pharmacy services, and updates to the main floor, stairwells, and offices. The project is scheduled to start this summer and will take about 3 years to complete. Like so many other schools in the region, North Lakeland School District is going to referendum Tuesday. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed discussed the upcoming vote with the district administrator.
It's been a while since the North Lakeland School District has gone to referendum. The last time was in 2009. Now they're returning to voters on April 2nd with two referendum questions, one for an operational referendum and one for capital improvements. Brent Jelinski is the district administrator.
We've been able, through cuts, through really focused budgeting, we've been able to make it to now before asking for the question. And we've just reached the point where we don't have any tools left to cut our budget without some major impacts to our programming and our educational offering.
The district met with the community to create a strategic plan and heard repeatedly a desire to maintain the, quote, specials, end quote, that the district offers. That includes Spanish language learning, art, music, the library, and other opportunities.
And so the operational referendum just would allow us to continue to offer all of those, keep the staff that we have, and really continue to operate as we have been for these past several years.
Question two of the referendum is regarding capital improvements. They want to improve school safety and security with the new entryway, improve accessibility by remodeling to meet ADA requirements, and meet building and property needs. They also want to replace their HVAC system to improve air filtration to decrease rates of viral illness.
We've watched the prices have continued to rise on building projects, and the longer we wait, the more those rise. On the capital side, it's estimated that for every year we wait, it would be an additional $300,000.
Question one costs voters an estimated annual increase of $12 for every $100,000 of property value, and question two costs them an additional $16 a year for the same property. That's an increase of $28 a year if both questions are approved. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
Students at a Northwood school had the opportunity to try some different cuisine this week. Chef Amanda Barnes visited James Williams Middle School in Rhinelander and made Lebanese chicken shawarma for the students.
It has some familiarity to it that I thought the kids would enjoy. And it does turn out that kids across the state have really loved the Lebanese chicken shawarma.
I think it tastes really good. I could eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
According to her contract with Tau Group Hospitality, Barnes will be visiting more schools in the Rhinelander area and across the state of Wisconsin. The idea behind Lebanese shawarma is to introduce new cultures to students. Chef Barnes said she will be visiting as many schools as she can, giving them the opportunity to try unique cuisine. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin continued her statewide Dairyland tour in Wausau on Wednesday, talking with voters about one of the top issues this election cycle, the economy. She says production costs are going down, but prices aren't.
The input cost for producing the diapers has gone down 25%. You know, it's paper pulp, basically stuff we produce around here. But the company has not reduced the price of the product.
Baldwin says her goal would be to shine a spotlight on corporate greed.
And say, you know, shame, really this needs to be passed on. This isn't all about corporate profits.
Baldwin said shrinkflation is also an issue.
But the idea that you're buying a bag of chips and there's 2 ounces less in it, same size bag, you wouldn't know by just taking it off the shelf, they haven't lowered the price. You're buying dish detergent and there's an ounce less of liquid in the bottle, same size bottle.
Baldwin stopped at four businesses in downtown Wausau as part of the tour. Republican businessman Eric Hovde is challenging Baldwin for the Senate seat she's held for two terms. A study from the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism found that women saw a 50% greater increase than men in alcohol-related deaths. Counselor Linda Larson-Schlitz works with women across North Central Wisconsin to try to reverse that disturbing trend. She says the biggest problem that women in the area face is a lack of adequate resources.
The lack of mental health care, the lack of support. We do have a lot of support in North Central, but you've got to go through the mental health system through the county in order to get some of that.
Schlitz says major events like the COVID-19 pandemic only added fuel to the fire.
The pandemic made it much worse, especially for stay-at-home moms, retired women. And we have found that those who are women of faith have a much harder time reaching out, as well as professionals.
Schlitz said it's not just on the women to seek treatment, adding that there's plenty of work communities can do to help women with alcohol-related issues.
Diagnosis, treatment, housing, and support are some of the real keys. And getting rid of the stigma.
Schlitz said one of the best ways to recover from alcohol abuse is to not go it alone. Whether it's attending AA meetings, going to therapy, or seeking guidance from loved ones, she says teamwork is the key. If you are dealing with alcoholism and want to seek help, you can call the Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline at 211. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.